we're learning more about President Obama's new climate change regulations, which require a countrywide cut in power plant CO2 emissions by about a third by 2030. Also calls for more than a quarter of electricity to come from renewable resources like solar and wind by 2030. That's up from 13% last year. And his 2014 State of the Union, the president touted natural gas as a bridge fuel from fossil fuel to renewables. Susan Tierney is senior advisor at Analysis Group. She also served in the Department of Energy during the Clinton administration and joins us in the studio. And Susan, start with that thinking about a bridge fuel, natural gas, which has been very inexpensive in recent years. But we're hearing anecdotally that some people think that natural gas is renewable because, you know, it's natural. So correct that first.
Well, when people talk about renewable resources, they tend to mean an energy source that isn't depletable. And I think it's the case that you can deplete the natural gas that's underground. Mm-hmm. That's what's from the, you know, the fossil era.
So it's still a fossil fuel.
It's definitely a fossil fuel. Right. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Even though it is being promoted as cleaner, it's half the pollution of coal. So what do you expect to see happen as Americans try to make it towards the president's goals?
Well, I think there's a lot of things already underway. On renewable energy, all around the country, there are states that have required that their utility companies sell electricity with a chunk of renewable energy in it. States like Hawaii and California are going much farther than the president has identified with wind and solar. Solar power is taking off because its costs have come so far down, as have wind turbine costs, and people just want it on their rooftops. So we're seeing that all over the country. Now, in the near term, we don't have enough renewables to reduce fossil fuels altogether. And even as it's increasing along the lines that the president would like to see and the country's already going, we still need natural gas in the near term. Natural gas is a really flexible fuel when you run it in power plants so that when you're matching it up with renewable energy and the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, you can dispatch a power plant using gas really fast.
And this is why the president has been pushing it as a bridge fuel, as we said, but there are concerns about transporting it and drilling for it. Are analysts concerned that people might park on it? You know, it was supposed to be a bridge fuel, but they sort of stay there. You're nodding yes.
Absolutely. And I love your analogy. We don't know how long that bridge is or how wide it is. There are some who would like to see no more incremental investments in a fossil fuel infrastructure like pipelines. There are those who say we've got to do that because if you didn't have enough access to natural gas right now, prices would go up intolerably for consumers. And we're seeing that in parts of the country like the Northeast, where there's a lot of concern to get natural gas infrastructure built. But we really do need to move pretty aggressively to decarbonize the electricity supply. So it's got to be a bridge, not something that just goes on and on.
What about nuclear power? Again, not a renewable, but also low emissions until there's a big problem. And then there is a big problem. It now accounts for about 20% of electricity in the U.S. What do you think the new proposals mean for nuclear power?
Well, I do think that they're important because right now most nuclear plants that are operating in electricity markets on the eastern side of the United States don't really get adequate compensation for being zero carbon emitting power. And this new rule will provide some boost for them to be able to stay in the market. There's a lot of those power plants that are financially at risk. My personal view is that it would be a shame to see a safely nuclear plant shutting down because it would be, we're going to have to replace that with renewables and natural gas. And I'd rather see that happen over the long term and keep nuclear plants going as long as they are safe.
How do analysts like yourself view the debate over jobs that's come with the president's proposals? Republicans are saying that it's job killing. The president's saying it's job creating. But when you look at renewables compared to fossil fuels require employees to continually pull the fossil fuel out of the ground on rigs. Renewables, you build the infrastructure, you put up the solar panels, and then you leave it alone, and it does its work. There's not as much daily work. Doesn't that sound like fewer jobs?
Well, let me give you an example of the natural gas side of that picture. There are jobs associated with the actual drilling, but once a gas well is producing, there are no people around. So that's quite similar in some sense to a renewable energy, that the well continues to operate over time, and there are very, very few jobs, the same kind of number of maintenance jobs that you'd see on a wind turbine. So there are tremendous amount of opportunities for investment and economic development and jobs associated with this new plan that the president has just announced.
Susan Tierney, Senior Advisor at Analysis Group, thanks so much for speaking with us about how you view the president's new energy proposals.
Thanks for inviting me.